Starts recording first. Okay, looks like we're good. We're good. All right. In high five, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, what is happening, everybody? Q here with another and almost last episode of Project Unreal. I am so incredibly excited. Those of you who have been with us from the beginning, you have made it. You've made it through the breadth of season one. We have one episode after this because, guys, strap in. This finale is a two-parter. That's right. There was so much awesome in this episode that it just couldn't be contained in a single 30-minute episode. No, instead you get two, hopefully 30-minute episodes. Maybe one 30-minute episode and one, like, 10-minute episode, depending on how everything goes.
But it's gonna be epic.
It's gonna blow your socks off. Now, I'm sure you are wondering, GQ, who could possibly be guesting on this finale for season one? Who could be good enough to close out the season with? And I'll tell you.
I was thinking that.
It's multiple people. Not one human being could have all of that power, right? Instead, we decided to go back through our episodes and have a best of reunion. So, I introduce to you, to my left, I think it's my left, the amazing Courtney Warner. What's happening, Courtney?
Oh, what's going on? I'm so excited to be back. I love everything Project Nerd does, so I'm very happy to be here.
You are almost a part of everything Project Nerd does. So
thank God. I would be mad if I wasn't at this point.
We have like several other podcasts that I'm just looking for a reason to have you on to just because we enjoy having you so much.
I love it. Please keep looking for reasons. I'll give you more reasons. That sounds like a threat, but it's not.
I'll give you
reasons. Don't threaten us with your talent.
Don't threaten us with a good time. I am so incredibly excited. Thank you so much for joining us for our finale. Now, with you, we have another fan favorite guest, and that is the amazingly talented and wonderful Mel Hyde. What's happening, Mel?
It's me. Oh, I'm just, you know, chilling out, maxing and relaxing, all cool.
Shooting some b-ball outside,
of school.
I'm terrible at sports.
Well, you're surrounded in great company then.
Yeah, pretty good. We can all be good at terrible at sports together.
Yeah. That's why we do comedy.
That's right. I'll give my next guest away. We have Jay from High Five the Podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Now, Jay, you, I think, are the only one out of us who actually has a history of sportballing. You, as a youngster, played a sport ball, correct?
here's the thing. As a youngster... I played too many sports balls. I was always the odd man out on the sports ball team. So everybody would be like at practice, they'd be like, man, the Colts of the defense and the pushing the things. I'm like, did you guys see that new Wes Anderson movie? It's spectacular. And they're like, go over there, you stupid nerd. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go block, I guess. Like, that was my whole sport ball career, was kind of like, shut up with the movie talk and do your sport job. And I'm like, I'll be outfield. I'm left-handed.
I will say I did play sports when I was younger. I played a lot of sports, but I don't think I enjoyed any of them.
Is that a sport?
It is bowling.
Yes,
that's totally a sport.
Many middle-aged dudes would agree that yes, it absolutely is a sport.
So is golf.
definitely.
Those same people would likely agree.
Mm-hmm.
Me in high school would also argue chess is a sport.
Sport you have to like
the
do
mind.
Of
the mind. A it's mental a mind sport. Athletics.
Psychology.
Queen's Gambit. Hello.
Mathletics.
Exactly. I'm a mathlete all day long.
Kevin G.
That's me, mathlete. Kevin G. Please. Yes. All day long. Okay, it's in. It's happening. I'm going to cut this part out of the episode, but yes, please. Speaking of mathletes, I want to introduce our final guest for the evening, and that is the incomparable Mia. Mia St. Clair, what is happening? How are you? It's been so long.
Oh my Sorceress God. Of the night. My goodness. Oh, you indeed. Got so it. Dressed up tonight. I love it.
I did. I'd
eventually,
like to.
If.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, eventually, if we get the opportunity to cut this episode together in the video realm, then people will get to feast their eyes on your amazing get up for the evening. But if they don't, then we'll describe it to you with an explanation of what tonight's scenario will be. Now, as per usual on Project Nerd, the concept of the show is pretty simple. A rotating panel of Project Nerd personalities, in this case, that would be me, Jay, and Mia, are joined by some professional comedians, and that would be Courtney Warner and Mel Hyde, and you're all given a scenario, a make-believe sesh, if you will, of improvisation. Now, this one in particular is a little in depth, so I'm going to give some background on the concept of what is going on tonight. The idea, if I set the scene here, is that a kingdom is in turmoil. Times are fraught. A king, a wise, noble, incredibly handsome king.
Is Mia playing the king?
Mia is playing the king. Under siege.
You just
from a neighboring kingdom. And so this king, this very wise and very Mia looking king, has gathered their noblest and most trusted counterparts to come up with a plan of how to combat this war, this impending war, if you will. And as per usual, I will not be divulging who is playing what character, other than Mia is not playing the king. I'm sorry, everybody. It's not happening. But that leads me to the next point, which is a description of what Mia is wearing. Mia looks amazing. She's very, very period ready, if you will. She's got like a hooded tunic of sorts. She's looking very dastardly. I don't know. I don't want to like give too much away about
it.
Poisonapple-y.
Tunic of sorts. I like.
Yeah, it's pretty rad. I wish I was wearing a tunic.
Find out that in the new LL Bean catalog. Tunic of sorts.
$399.
Be like a Bernie Sanders knitted mittens is how your headpiece
looks.
There
needs to be like a
there needs to be a deity item.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was going to say that. Like
a hooded tunic of sorts?
Or a Bernie mittens of Bernie.
Mittens of Bernie tunic.
It's the modern day urban sombrero.
Yes.
I call forth mittens of Bernie. Roll for initiative.
Plus 10 healthcare.
I block your mittens of Bernie with my GOP of ignorance.
Oh my God, your hairpiece of
fury. My hairpiece of fury.
My dripping hair color of Julie Rooney.
I play poorly timed trip to Cancun for 100.
For 100,
I play attacking Elizabeth Warren from Amazon for 500.
Are we okay? I'm the games are getting
sorry.
I know, yeah, I'm completely lost now. At this,
we're
point.
Making it work.
Oh,
we are.
Oh, Jeff Bezos That's told Jeff Bezos told Amazon to attack senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders via Twitter.
And then he retired. He's like, I'm out of
here. He's like, I'm over it. I'm done.
Drop the mic.
This is my parting shot.
Yeah.
Now, guys, for those who have listened through the entire season, they'll recognize that Courtney, both you and Mel have been on previous episodes, as have Jay and Mia in various times. And I just want to say that I'm very excited to have you all back. It was a blast having you on the first time. I feel like this time we all kind of know what's going on. We know how the game works, and we can really kind of dive in and get weird and hopefully be funny. Maybe
I will tell you.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of time to recover from how terribly I did trying to figure out my Art of the Viking Siege last lecture. It was so horrible. I did so poorly. I've been getting hate mail since then. I nearly got canceled, goddammit. I've been recovering. I'm ready for tonight, Q. I've been iced in my funny bones.
Perfect.
Or whatever.
You're about to get canceled again. You better
God damn it.
Yeah.
Now I do have to ask, if I could, I don't know how to phrase this. Let me start over again. I have to say that there are key moments from episodes that you've all been involved with that were maybe some of my favorite moments of this entire series.
Aww.
So I'd like to take a minute, and I will dream sequence music this. And I would like to riff on some of Q's favorite moments. Now, first and foremost, Mel, Jay couldn't have picked a more perfect topic to discuss. The fact that you and I struggled in vain to try and keep the bit going... as I made the worst mistake possible, and in the first 2 seconds of our skit with Jay, I basically handed him everything he needed to be able to figure out exactly what he was doing. So the remainder of the time on the skit was us trying to figure out ways to lead him off of that and then back to that again.
It was a nice journey. Kidding.
Much like the ending of Lord of the Rings, it had several extended points where it could have ended.
Yes.
And much like the ending of Lord of the Rings, at the very end, I was sent to an island to live by myself.
But as I was editing that episode and as I was listening back to it, I was like, geez, man, right out... And for those who haven't listened to the episode, the idea was that Jay was was teaching a class on Viking pillaging and something.
The art.
Art of the Viking pillage or something.
Yeah.
The Viking raid.
And 2 seconds into the skit, I asked him if he was here to teach us how to play the new Assassin's Creed game on Xbox, which is, for those who don't know, Valhalla, which is a Viking game. So immediately I knew I had fucked up as soon as I said it too, because he was like, oh, am I here to teach you how to be a Viking? And I was like, not exactly.
And they were not Vikings. I was like, well, I won't talk about Vikings anymore.
Never again. And then we slowly tried to dance our way back to Vikings. And I remember, Jay, and I don't want to call you out, but I do.
Oh, no.
At the end of the episode, at the end of that segment, it is maybe the most legitimately upset that I've heard you be. Because as it was revealed and as you figured it out, you're like, oh, is it the art of being a Viking? Which is what I said at the beginning. And we were just kind of like, yes. And you're like, oh, cool. Well, I'm glad that you got me to say the entire title of the class. And I was like, all right, cool. And moving on to the next.
All words or doesn't count.
It was so rough, and I think at that point that's when I was like, maybe games aren't such a good idea. Maybe we just need to have characters that we can all just be weird with and not actually have to guess things, because in that given situation I don't know what to do as a host. I was like, I don't want this to be like a 2 second segment and just be like, all right, you got it Jay. Anyway, Mel, on to your segment.
It'd be like the warning, the commercials is like, do you want to be a millionaire? I do. Okay. End of show.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Because
you can't really sell advertising with that.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Me. Roll credits.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, excellent. I have made a grave mistake. I will say that it did make the rest of that episode, Mel, so interesting, because at that point, then it just became a game of, all right, well, now that we've set the bar at you have to get the entire title right, now I suppose that applies to everyone. It can't just apply to Jay.
Rules.
When we were doing yours, I think we were doing physics theories of the Twilight Zone.
Right. Yes.
And, you know, normally in any given situation, you know, Mel, as you started, we would have given it if you just got like, oh, I'm teaching a class about the Twilight Zone. And it was like, yes, all right, you got it, cool. But no, we couldn't. So we're like, you're like, am I in the Twilight Zone at one point? We're like, yes, but maybe what like are you doing there? What's happening in the Twilight Zone? So essentially what I'm getting at is I would like to issue you a formal apology for having to...
I need it in writing, please.
All right, well, that is coming.
Check your neighbor's mailbox.
Hey.
Yeah, it'll be there. It'll be there. I promise.
4 to 6 weeks.
Did you have any thoughts on your experience on being on an episode of Project Unreal? Clearly, you're back again. So we didn't traumatize you too terribly, I suppose.
No, it was super fun. It was being in a social situation after this year is also cool. But like being able to kind of flex those I'm making stuff up on the fly and trying to be clever about it muscles, that was
you don't get to do that all the time, especially in a pandemic. Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bailey's a terrible scene partner.
He doesn't yes and for shit.
Yeah,
no, he's like, yes, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Oh man, well, good times. We appreciate having you back. Now that brings me to Courtney. I can tell you this. Once again, we did a scenario where originally the idea was it was going to be a game, but because of what happened with Mel's episode, I was like, maybe we shouldn't do a game. Maybe it should just be what it is. And so that episode was Jay, once again, just Jay on this one, strong performance from Jay.
Yes, agreed.
I came back. Yeah. I was rested. I had gotten some coaching. You know,
he had stopped being mad. He'd calmed down. Everything was good. So that episode was Jay was selling us. And remind me if I'm off here, but Jay was selling us, and that was Mia and mm-hmm. Courtney and myself and Jay. And Jay was selling us via a Zoom meeting. Windshield wiper glasses.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Glasses. Yeah. And but I, because I, you know, I dedicate myself to my roles. I had the windshield wipers going.
You committed
the whole time, even though people are listening to it.
Yeah. Nobody. That was just for us. No one. Yes. No one had any idea that was happening. Now I will say,
gave me a great workout in my shoulders. I was like, ooh, yeah. Felt great.
Speaking of committing to a role, Mia really committed. So her character trait was that anytime someone said no, she sneezed. And she committed to it so hard and gave such a performance that legitimately multiple times, I even knew what the character trait was, but people thought you were just like having a sneeze fit. Like,
yeah. I did.
Afterwards, we talked because it was so real. It wasn't like, you know, a silly, like, comedic sneeze. It was just like, It was just like, you were like, good you like ass leaned sneeze. Away from the mic and you're like, All right. I'm sorry. I'm back. I have really bad allergies, and maybe COVID. But it was super convincing and fun, and I loved it. And Courtney, also another committed performance. You had to be in sing-song mode.
Oh yeah,
the entire episode, which was just great. Any time that somebody could be in like a permanent musical scenario, I am.
I was gonna say that's right up your alley there, Q.
Yeah. Definitely. I would prefer, like, if that could be real life, if everyone was just forced into sing-song mode all the time.
It can't be real life if you believe in yourself.
Agreed. You can make this.
Hold on. Let's back this up. If I believe in myself,
yeah, and you commit
everyone
to it,
will be in sing-song mode.
No, yeah. You got to do it and then hope that other people will follow suit.
Yes. No,
you hope that they you.
No way.
Here's the thing, Q. What you do is you get one of them their drones that will fly around you. You have it carry like a little digital speaker, and then you boom music around you at all times. And so that
because
way,
a boombox is just outdated.
Well, you can't hold it. It has to feel like it's coming from the heavens.
Sure.
From the heavens.
It has to feel like omnipresent music.
Yes.
Like
when you do that, other people will be like, oh, I guess I'm supposed to join in, and they will.
Yeah, like flash mobs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
At what point does everyone get together to learn the choreography, though?
They just know it.
Before.
They just know it. Have you not seen High School Musical? Have you not seen Les Mis? Like, they just know it.
Have you seen La La Land?
La La Land.
Enchanted?
You listed two very comparable musicals. High School Musical and Les Mis.
They're the same.
Basically
West Side Story,
the same.
Same thing.
Basically the same. Basically the same thing.
Yes.
Definitely. Get your head in the game and On My Own are maybe two of my favorite songs of all time. Are you more shocked?
Can we mix them together?
The fact that I knew a title of a song from High School Musical?
Also Les Mis. I was shocked.
Thank you.
All in is together. See, you can do Can You Hear the People Sing into that?
Guys, listen, Courtney, I know that you're into organizing table reads. Can we organize a table read of High School Musical?
Oh my God, yes.
Please.
I'm Sharpay. I already called that role. Sorry.
Sweet. No, that's totally cool. I'm into that. I want to do that. But I would also like to sing the songs. Even if it's not good, I want to sing.
But like,
you can't just skip
them
in the script, you know?
That's true, you can't.
At the table read, but you just like sing and hum. I'm like, oh,
right.
We can like maybe do some beatboxing instead. Yes. Acapella. Yeah. We can do a little acapella style.
Or we could Shatner style talk sing them. Like we could just, we could dramatically read them. We're all in this together, guys.
Once we know that we are, we're all stars. And we see
we're all stars.
You got to get your head in the game. Got to get your head in the game.
People are like reviewing and they're like, wow, I thought the fact that they brought a stutter to that character was really powerful.
That was a strong choice.
Way to commit. That would be fun. I think High School Musical's anniversary is in January.
Perfect.
And so maybe we have time.
Yeah, I feel like Courtney has to pay attention to things like these. It's like part of her job.
It is part of my other job. Mel watched The Great Mouse Detective because of me last night.
Yeah.
So good.
That's a fantastic movie.
I love it. Well, I've seen it. But Vincent Price is Radigan.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, it's mesmerizing.
The musical numbers still slap,
I still remember like the orchestral part. Like I can sing it in my head, you know, da 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 da. It's like oboes and double reeds. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and there's like legitimately scary parts. Like Radigan is a bad person, which is great.
Yes,
and then the Rube Goldberg at the end. Thank you. Terrible. And then the Rube Goldberg at the end was always like, oh, this is like the first. I didn't know what a Rube Goldberg was back then, but like the mousetrap thing.
Yes.
I love those. And so seeing that in the movie, I was like, this is so cool.
Yeah.
Unnecessarily like Bond-esque bad guy stuff.
So
mouse
good.
Movies like defined my childhood. That
rats
as well as
Rival,
Willard,
American Tail,
yep,
and the witches, the OG.
Witches. Oh,
I like
I've
that.
Never seen it.
All right, here.
Oh, you haven't seen the witches? Question. You actually feel like you're
like
doing
it.
Like a cosplay right now of Angelica Houston's like Grand Witch. A little bit. You have kind of that like witchy vibe going on right
and everything.
Now.
Yeah.
She kills it in that movie.
She does.
And
she's
definitely
amazing.
We're talking about the Angelica Houston version.
Yeah, sorry,
and
Anne Hathaway.
The new one that we are ignoring.
Anne Hathaway.
That we're just going to pretend doesn't exist.
Look, we just talked about Les Mis, but Anne Hathaway, I mean, well, you know,
Devil Wears Prada, but that's it.
That was her.
Good.
Hey, Anne, yeah. Anne Hathaway, that was her moment.
That was her song.
That was her, like.
It was. She won the Oscar.
She was great. All credit due. She was great Brokeback in Mountain. That performance.
Yeah, she was great. But, you know, I mean, then you have in the next year, The Dark Knight Rises. And it's just like, well, okay. That's not her fault. It wasn't her fault.
Yeah, and I have goodwill towards her, but it's not like I could point to a bunch and be like, this was amazing. But I have goodwill towards her, I feel like.
Yeah, like, I want her to be happy.
Yeah, she's a good actress. Yeah, exactly.
She's a nice lady. Good
things. She's a nice lady. Don't
you're a nice lady.
I have one final musical that it just dawned on me that I would love to put forth as a potential table read at some point. But this one almost definitively needs to be done in like dramatic prose as opposed to singing the songs. And I would like to put forth Cats.
Oh my God. Yes.
As a dramatic table read.
I love
it. Because I want to say things like Jellicle Cat very seriously. Like, I want to be like,
you have to have like a Liam Neeson voice and.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't. So I want to cast a Liam Neeson-esque voice.
I don't
character.
Know anybody who has that kind of a voice. Don't. Literally at
Damn
all.
It.
I know a lot of people too.
We can figure it out.
I know a lot of people.
Listen, I know like quite a few people.
Have and you nobody... seen my MySpace page?
Right. Have you seen it? Have you seen my
Well,
Instagram
the internet's
followers?
So broad, so you can just find somebody. Like, I mean, I'm sure in the depths
casting
of
call.
The internet.
I tried
to voice alike.
So I tried to do a casting call because I wrote this sketch that was a kind of an offshoot of New Girl, where it was a Schmidt sketch, and I was trying to find someone to. Yeah, it's because Schmidt's deodorant is a thing, and it's a natural deodorant. Schmidt from New Girl would never wear it.
Sure,
he would never.
So that's why I wrote like kind of a sketch about that. And I tried to find someone to play Schmidt, and I did like a casting call on Facebook, and everyone who replied, I'm just like, I don't like you. No. You're not funny. No. You no. Thank you. And they probably, I mean, they're going to listen to this and be
that's
like,
that's how I'm in dating apps. Like, yeah. I don't like you.
Ew. You're great. Ew. Just ew. It's such a great response.
Not like that's usually with dating apps. I'm like, not Liam Neeson. Not Liam Neeson.
Yeah. See, I'm going to go on dating apps and I'm going to be like looking for Liam Neeson talk-alike.
Yes. Talk-alike. Yeah. Not look-alike, but talk-alike.
Yeah.
Please.
Yes.
Who knows? He may be on Cameo. We could just like look Cameo, on there and like sign up for a thing and be like,
an
"All right, could you,
song.
could you just
you don't
sing
need
this
to sing
while
it.
I record
we
ju- it?
No, yes. We don't need you to sing it. We just need you to
just
speak
talk
it dramatically
as your character from Taken.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jellicle skills. They help you get to the heavy side layer.
You know, I saw that. I saw that Carson Kressley. I saw that Carson Kressley from the original Queer Eye has a cameo. I don't know what you could possibly ask him to do, but I'm sure he'll do something for you.
He has
you
a cameo.
Do you like this?
Yeah,
shirt?
He does.
Anyone
Carson
can
Kressley
have
has
a cameo these
account.
Days.
You what?
I feel like anyone can have a cameo these days.
True.
My dog could have a
guys,
cameo.
Guys, can There's we have a competition? A can we all just start cameo accounts and just see who gets the most? The most interaction on it first.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I don't like talking to my phone.
You're talking to your computer right now.
Yeah, but I'm talking to people in the computer, okay? I'm not talking to like a phone that's it's weird to me.
There's
and then I have to like listen back
your
to
video. No, listen, I've seen enough cameo clips. I'm telling you right now, no celebrities listen back to their video.
No.
Half the time,
that's
they barely
they
make
big,
it through the video.
Big bucks.
Yes.
Yep. They're just like, hey, I think your name might be Brittany or John. I don't know. But anyway, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hello, this is Dolph Lundgren. I'm saying hi to Jamie, James, Jimmy, whatever. Happy birthday, Jimmy. Dolph Lundgren.
I thought that was Robert De Niro.
Jay, impression master extraordinaire.
Robert De Niro.
Put that on a business card. That's very marketable.
That's the thing, is I always say who it is at the very beginning because you're not
going to
figure
that
on
your own.
You
have to introduce yourself as the character. I'm Dolph Lundgren.
I'm Dolph Lundgren.
One of my favorite episodes of High Five was our 100th episode we did with Jason Marsden, who is like actually a legitimately good voice actor. Yeah. And the entire opening of that show, we decided was going to be, because he was there recording with us, was going to be Jay and I going back and forth talking about all the celebrities that we had joining us for our 100th episode and doing terrible impressions of them. And then at one point he interjects and he's like, "Hey, I'm 90s icon Jason Marsden." And Jay's like, "Q, that was fucking terrible. Like that didn't sound anything like him." And then we went back and forth for a few more minutes doing really bad Jason Marsden impressions.
I love it.
"Crikey, I'm Jason Marsden. So nice to meet you.
Have you seen the GoFay movies?"
"I was in Lion King too, I was."
But Jay did some of my favorite impressions ever. On that episode, he did Danny DeVito by literally just being like, "Hi, I'm Danny DeVito, and I'm on this episode. Goodbye." It was so ridiculous.
That's incredible.
Like, it didn't even make sense. It was awesome. It's maybe one of my favorite bits that we've ever done.
I love it.
Hopefully, people who are listening to Project Unreal enjoy that sense of humor and go check out the 100th episode of.
I was going to say, this is kind of like Marvel's. This is like the Marvel Cinematic Universe. You're just weaving all these like storylines together. Yeah. And if you're a true fan, you'll be like, "Yep, I remember that. I was taking a shower when I listened to that episode."
It is. Except for whatever reason, this cinematic universe is called the PNU, which is not necessarily, you know, what we want to be.
PNU.
I love it. No.
PNU.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when Chris Evans picks up that old rusty hammer, he still gives you goosebumps.
Yes, agreed. And in the PNU.
In the PNU.
Everyone, PNU.
You want a little PNU?
You want a little PNU?
Listen to my podcast.
We'll give you some. Right here, Project Nerd Network. That's like, I hope we could just all be oblivious. I don't understand. What's the joke? It's just the Project Nerd universe.
Yeah, it's just the PNU.
It's an acronym. I mean, I don't know why you guys are laughing.
Just
NASA.
Someone get PNU. I don't get
Scuba. Get it?
I get
I'm going to be PNU this week. I love it. I don't know why Disney hasn't picked this up yet. It's perfect for Disney Plus.
I have a very random question about a very random movie. I'm going to ask it really quick.
Yes.
Okay, so you said BP and you or something like that. Reminded me of
PCU?
Jeepers Creepers. On Jeepers Creepers,
yes.
Whenever they had the license plate, is it supposed to be B-Eating You or Beating You? B-Eating You?
I think it's
I took it as B-Eating You.
B-Eating
okay.
You. Oh.
They play that in the movie as a switcheroo because at first you're like, "Oh, beating you, ha ha ha, he's an aggressive jerk." And then at the end you realize you're like, "Oh my goodness, he's a demon and he's eating people's eyeballs."
Yeah.
I'm so happy I've
Justin
never
Long's
seen
eyeballs, to be precise.
One of my favorite Justin Long movies ever.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, it's a good ass Justin Long movie.
I mean, only second to Crossroads starring
it's
Britney
no
Spears.
Dodgeball, but
I mean, true. It's better than Crossroads.
Courtney, you just keep bringing up things that we just need table reads of.
Oh my God, Crossroads. Oh my God. Okay, so Crossroads.
1,000%.
Yeah, freaking. There were so many good people. Oh, Shonda Rhimes wrote that movie. Did you all know that?
What? It's in the Shondaverse?
Yes, it's in the Shondaverse.
Wow.
Amazing.
I know.
At the end of that movie, they get into a wreck.
Talk
at the
about
Crossroads.
A scandal.
The Grey's Anatomy Hospital.
Scandal. What? Talk about Bridgerton, the world's together.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Drop the mic, guys. Courtney. Drop the mic.
Hey, can I ask you guys a legitimate question? Has anybody watched Bridgerton?
Yes.
No.
Manda did.
Don't bother. I mean, it's just
okay.
Like
that was her opinion as well.
Yeah, okay.
The one episode is just them having sex and him pulling out.
Cool.
It's like one whole episode.
I don't need to watch a movie for that.
But
we'll be here all night, guys.
So literally,
Netflix.
That episode is they're married and they're having sex. He keeps pulling out, but he told her he's sterile. But like in the background, an orchestral version of Wildest Dreams by Taylor Swift plays in the background. What?
That's disgusting. Called an anachronism.
Cool.
It's terrible. Sweet.
Wildest Dreams.
Wow. While he's pulling out of her every time.
So basically, Courtney, is what you're saying is we need to have wildest dreams on repeat next time I have sex and see
if you pull out.
Can we do a table read of that episode?
Yes, please.
I'm done. End of scene.
And the Liam Neeson talk alike has to do with wildest dreams.
Thank you.
And you'll remember me standing in a nice dress.
That would actually be pretty hilarious.
I have to say, oh my god, so, I gotta find him on a dating app, then I have to have sex with him. It's all coming full circle.
After you have sex with Hozier, you gotta have sex with Liam Neeson.
That's on the he's a nice man. Hozier's a nice man. I don't know if I could do that to him.
Really?
I don't know.
He seems like
a nice guy.
He's a pointy boy, as Mel and I. So for the context for Pointy Boys, during the Broken Record comedy show a couple years ago, Mel was taking time, I think you were.
It was like 3 a.m. and Courtney was on stage.
Talking about the guys I'm into. And then Narada Moore yells out, she likes Pointy Boys. And that was
for the rest of the week, that was her thing.
And when I say, I was talking about how I think Benedict Cumberbatch is attractive. You can see how he's a pointy boy, right? Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, totally. Timothy Chalamet
is very angular.
I love it.
He's pointy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
James Vanderbeek is pointy.
Yes. Andrew Garfield, also pointy.
He's pointy.
David Tennant, pointy. But anyway, that's like, that's our joke, is pointy boys.
Pointy boys.
I like that.
That's fun.
That needs to be your podcast.
Also on my t-shirts.
Opened my mind. I never even connected all of those things together, but now I'm like, oh my god, I see pointy boys everywhere.
Like a pencil or a tripod. Think about it.
Yeah, they're like... Man,
David Tennant is a great example of a pointy boy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Matt Smith also. I mean, have you all talked about Doctor Who yet?
No.
Oh my god.
Well, Q was our Doctor Whovian. quite.
Doctor Who is like my version of the Real Housewives, like for a lot of people.
We should
start a podcast called "It's Bigger on the Inside."
Yes. Yeah. Oh my god.
I have
like plenty of guests that would love to come on. I have a Matt Smith costume, and I have the sonic screwdrivers. I'd wear it to like conventions and things. Anyway,
can I ask you this? Have you ever put Harry Styles in the Matt Smith costume?
He's a pointy boy.
Oh my god! No, I need to.
You gotta do it.
You're not living.
That's a match made in heaven.
You're not living.
I have. He's currently dressed as a Gryffindor right now, so I gotta change his outfit.
It's time for a wardrobe change anyway. Perfect.
Yeah, yeah. It's summertime. It's about to be summer.
Don't forget, fezzes are cool.
They are cool.
So says Harry Styles.
Fezzes are cool, and so am I, Harry Styles.
Whoa!
I'm Danny DeVito.
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles sounds like Michael Caine. Are they the same person? Yes.
Michael Caine.
All I'm saying is I've never seen Alfred and Harry Styles in the same room together.
Agreed. And we never will.
And we never will. Because much like that tiny alien inside the Men Michael in Black Caine. Head, that's how Harry Styles operates Michael Caine.
Are you talking about Men in Black?
Yes.
It pops open and there's a little Harry Styles in there just like, uh-oh.
Am I the only one who always thought that little alien looked like Christopher Walken?
No, I agree.
So then like his face opens and it's like, wow, hey. Close the door.
Oh my god.
It's drafty in here.
Will
I'm
Smith,
an alien.
What are you doing here?
Will Smith. I love you, movie.
Even like his cadence when he talks, it's very Christopher Walken.
That's fucking hilarious.
I'm trying to think of the line. The galaxy is on Orion's belt.
Orion's belt.
Why does our face open, Master Wayne? So it can close on Christopher Walken again.
Wow. Oh Put that on a sticker. Put that on a t-shirt.
Universal Studios needs to call us for their to update their rides. We can just do the voices for them. Please.
Listen, you guys are missing out. We are we have now formed a voiceover collective.
And,
voices abound.
We're
the PNU voiceover federation.
We're here. We're here to be in you.
The P in you. I'm here to put the P in you.
A voice to be reckoned with.
Hey.
Did someone call for a little P in you?
A disturbance in the force.
Oh, boy. All right, cool. I think that actually I'm going to use this as an edit point because we have now spent the last 40 minutes. Just talking about nothing. This is essentially the Seinfeld of the Project Nerd Network.
I love it. Yeah, I love
which
it.
I love. So
what
this
is the deal of the
unreal. So listeners, if you would like to hear us get very unreal, you'll have to wait for next week's episode.
Oh my God. Sorry.
But it's going to be royal.
Yes. Royal Tenenbaums.
It'll be royal. Yes, it'll be the royal. We're doing a script reading of the Royal Tenenbaums.
Oh my God! Join us, I'm Margo.
Join us next week when we get sued by Wes Anderson.
Yes, who wants to be Gene Hackman? Who wants to be?
I love
racist?
Like the way that Courtney's video is like so. Like if when she's right in front of the microphone, it's like this is not obvious.
I'm backwards, so I don't
if
know.
If you're listening, you can't see, so.
How does this...
Whoa. We may have some listeners that can't see, Mel. Jeez.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Jesus, Mel.
They're surely not watching the video, Mel.
Insensitive.
Jeez.
But also, stop listening to this while you're driving.
I'm turning my video off. I don't want to be associated with this right now.
I'm actually out, guys. I'm taking
I'm
my
done?
Name. This
Thank
is now...
You.
This is now an Alan Smithy production. I am no longer involved. Goodbye, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
All right. Here we are. It's next week. Amazing.
Time is a You're flat both? Something or something.
It's wibbly wobbly. That's what I heard.
Timey wimey ball of stuff.
For those listeners who have braved the last episode and decided to continue on this journey to an ancient land far, far away, we appreciate you. And as this is the last episode of season one of Project Unreal and potentially the final episode of Project
this
Unreal
series
ever,
finale,
we get sued by everyone.
It's time that we get unreal. That's what everybody came here for, and that's what we're going to give them. So right now I'm going to send everyone who is participating their characters, their made up traits. We're going to take a few moments, and when we come back, Courtney, Mel, Mia, Jay, and myself are going to stop being real and get very unreal. All right, so I'll edit this point out. So the setup is this. I am the king. My name is King Author. And I have assembled.
Sorry. I want to do like a New York accent, like King Arthur. Or like
yeah,
a
please,
Boston.
Do it.
King Arthur.
I'm into it.
Well, that's not my character, but I just wanted you
to. Go for it. You can do it if you want to. You can make it your own character.
Forget about it.
It's the series finale. Nothing matters anymore. So I am the king. Mia is playing the evil queen. What was your character's name, Mia? I don't have it pulled up in front of me.
I'll just say the whole thing. My character's name is Queen Malivere. I am the evil twin sister of Queen Guinevere.
Oh, sexy.
And she has come to declare war on our kingdom.
Yes. Oh, and my kingdom is called Germ Frantily, after German France and Italy.
Germ Frantily.
Nice.
Frantily.
I very much
frantically filled with germs.
Oh, so the U.S. in all of 2020.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Nashville. Woo.
Nash Vegas, baby.
Yay.
All right. So now I'm going to bring us back in. And when we come back, we are all going to be. But what?
Joey.
What? Joey. We haven't introduced we haven't introduced their characters. I just wanted them to know the basic premise of what was happening.
Okay. I'm
like,
so sorry.
Why we were gathering.
Right. Gotcha.
Okay. And speaking of which, I never saw your butler in this entire
episode.
Yeah, he hasn't come up. He's coming.
What a terrible butler.
Where's your fucking butler?
You should stop paying him immediately.
I will use.
You should have him pay you.
Yes.
Exactly.
Send him back to butthole school.
Yes. Send him back to Alfred where he can learn.
He must butthole better.
Butlering Academy. Butthole
better.
Butling. Yeah. He needs to go back to being a butling.
The Butt Academy.
Yes.
Oh, Courtney.
That's B in you.
Me and you.
Listen, I'm going to be in you.
I want me in you.
I want to go to be in you so bad.
Courtney, you need to write the alma mater for be in you.
I will.
Right now. No, don't do it.
I'm a graduate of being in you.
Join us as we join you, be in you.
All right. Are we ready?
I don't know. Wait, I think we have a second.
Oh. Holy wow. Oh, it's fresh out of B and U.
Good job, Butler.
That's amazing.
Way to buttle.
You're not supposed to rest the wine glass on the wine bottle on the wine glass.
And you have to,
you're fired.
You have to twist it.
Yes.
That's some basic bitch buttling.
Basic buttling.
Some triple B shit.
Some basic bitch buttling.
How are the tannins?
Yeah. What do you think?
Oh, it's a $5 wine, sweet as fuck. So.
Well,
yeah.
Is it a Lambrusco?
Courtney can get you a good $5 wine.
Girl, let me hook you up. I consider myself the Antony of.
She's like the sommelier of Trader Joe's.
Yes, I love Queer Eye, and I love wine. And so I think of myself as Antony, but like not as ripped. But love it's okay.
And nothing to do with cooking.
Just and not gay, unfortunately.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sorry. To myself. Nobody's asking. On either end. No one asks.
Oh.
It's okay.
All right, guys. Everybody, end of the episode. We'll see you later.
All right.
Don't play with us, Courtney. Jay and I heard your story about how you shut down your guy friends.
Oh yeah, my god!
Refusing to hold hands in the movie theater.
We're in Dunkirk.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Dunkirk, most romantic movie of them all.
Of all time.
He's like also a mildly successful like film, not like film person here in Nashville, and I'm like, oh well. I should have hung on. I should have hung on. I'm sorry.
He appreciates movies differently than the rest of us.
Yes, he does. He wants to hold hands.
Unreal. This is a powerful moment. I need you. I just need to hold your hand for support.
Yeah, and I need to like. Well, my other hand is occupied.
What?
Sorry.
Someone jerking off trying to hold your hand, Courtney. Do I need to beat someone up
again?
Courtney, what did I tell you?
Dunkirk.
I
know.
No, this
making
is,
out at Schindler's List.
I know.
You need to stop.
It was
stop
the Green
going
Hills.
To these war movies.
Green Hills Regal Cinema, Regal Theater in Green Hills.
With your reclining chairs.
Not yet. It was before reclining chairs. This was like in 2017. Shit. I know. Anyway, I don't need to keep plugging this guy's work. He is very talented.
Well, I don't want to know who it is. We don't have to know. I don't care who he is.
Nobody cares.
I just want to know what he did.
Yeah, we all just know what he did.
Yeah, we know why he wanted to hold my hand.
We know, Guy. We know you're a big fan of this podcast and probably know that we're talking about you.
Yeah, exactly. From a date from 4 years ago.
And all we need to tell you is we know.
Okay? We know.
We know, we know, we know.
All right, Knights. I'm gonna call a meeting here shortly. I like that. It's actually wildly appropriate. All right, here we go. In high five, 4, 3, 2, 1. My strongest compatriots, I am so honored for you to join me in this dire time for our kingdom.
Oh, well, you know, I was pretty busy saving baby seals, but I am glad to be here to take some time out of my day today with my trusty thrust.
This is a super serious matter.
It is, Sir Gallivance and Merlinius. I couldn't, my two most trusted. I'm so thankful to have you by my side. We're supposed to have another night here. I don't know.
I'm just a little frustrated that we're just like sitting on our asses and not like getting into action. Cause like, come on. Why the fuck are we here?
I'll get into action with you.
We must discuss.
Sir, stab some more. Listen to me. This is a very serious time.
That's what I can't tell you.
Listen, the enemy is at our gates, friends. The enemy is here.
Oh, hello.
I'm gonna let him in. I thought the guard was gonna keep him. Come on in. I suppose. Hey, how's it going?
Bell not work.
No, it didn't, and we need to talk.
I heard that it broke down.
Hey, Malavir, so nice to see you. We were just hanging out, not really talking about anything in particular.
I think you're a bitch.
How are you? Whoa,
Queen
hey.
Malavir, hey. Thank Out. You so much.
Oh.
Oh.
Hello.
Well.
How hello. You doing?
Gallivance.
You're in my way. I need to conquer your land.
Oh, you can conquer my land any day of the week, girl.
Those are fighting. I feel like that's an invitation. Not even an invitation. That is a green light. Go ahead. Because we all know we use green lights right now. What are green lights?
Yes. Gallivance. Stand down. I appreciate
part of my magic, madam.
The willingness to just jump into the fray. But as you can see, Malavir and I, we're good friends. There's no ill will here. Everything is fine. Our kingdom
funny
is
man.
Safe. Malavir, Mal, how's it going? How you been? How are things?
Why must you call me that? It's disgusting.
Because we're just two royal, very powerful friends. Just,
she said
just
she wants to
out.
Invade us. I think that's kind
Senior
of I mean,
sister-in-law.
I want her King. To invade me.
Yes, Millennius. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Have you seen my wand?
Did you check your robe?
I heard he lost his wand inside of another.
Wait, no, it's in my robe. You were right, Mr. King. It was in my wand. It was in my robes.
All right, Merlinius. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm so glad you found me.
Expelliarmus.
Ow!
Uh-huh.
Merlinius.
Good
please
job.
Be careful. When you're casting that spells, I've told you when you're conjuring in my general vicinity, I need you to be more careful. That hurt. It caught me right on the arm. And this is, you know, I still have the burn here from last
That's
time.
His sword fighting arm. He's going to need that because clearly we're going to have some problems.
I'm sorry.
It is. Yes.
What is this?
We're just.
Is he even a wizard?
He is the finest in the land.
It was not meant as an attack. I was merely casting a protection spell for my king.
Yes. And unfortunately, it backfired, which doesn't happen often, although it appears that I have many burns across my upper torso.
Those are from other things.
They're from the dragons. It's fine.
They are from, yes.
We don't have to pretend that we have a half-assed wizard.
Just murdering dragons, just doing some dragon murder.
Exactly.
Where are your dragons?
brave. They're dead because we murdered them.
Why?
We did.
Because they were dragons.
Dragon murder is pretty, it's harsh, Mr. King. I kind of agree with Mal on this one.
It's Listen. Hard. Mm. It makes you sound tough. And that's what we need right now.
Hard.
Knight stabs a lot. Did you take my wand? I have misplaced it.
That's what she said.
Oh, I feel like you put it back in your pocket.
No, wait. It's here on the table. Sorry, everyone.
It's okay. It's all right. So, Mal, listen. Yes. Your sister told me that you were coming by for Easter, and that's fine, and I understand. But listen, you and I, we've kind of butted heads for so long. It's time that we just kind of bury the proverbial sword, if you know what I'm saying. Like, we just need to just relax, just calm down, just understand that we both have kingdoms that are equally as cool, even though mine is like a little bit bigger and better, but it's fine. Like that shouldn't get between us.
What is the name of your sword again?
Exasperate.
Right. And what exactly makes you think that that is a sword worthy enough to rule a kingdom?
Well, first off, a very soggy lady gave it to me. I was on a walk.
The lady of the lake. I'm familiar with her.
Listen, Millennius. It was less of like a lake and more of like kind of a creek. It was more
like a canal,
lady.
If you will. Canals are strong. Yeah. Canals are a strong body of water.
Is it? It was a canal. All right.
Like in your canal.
I mean, canals. Ooh, okay.
Wow. Gallivants. All right. Listen.
I'm just saying, I've been in many canals, even three this morning, and I am ready and empowered to keep going.
Gallivants.
I am ready to take thrust and thrust it in.
What is thrust? What is this thing?
Thrust is my sword.
Sure. Got it.
I like to thrust my sword into things. Wow. Is that a crime?
No, it's
maybe.
Not.
Yeah, it depends on who you're thrusting it into. Hold on. As the king, it could definitely be a crime, potentially. I'm just saying there is an opportunity depending on who you are.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown. That's all I'm saying. I mean, Mal,
thank you, Merlinius.
It could be whoever. But it's a heavy crown.
I'm open to
anything. Asses are meant for kicking and not kissing. Thank you.
Is that how it works when you rule a kingdom? Do you do that?
Yes.
It could be.
Occasionally? From time to time, I suppose.
Is there anyone missing from this party?
Yes, there are two knights who one is dead.
Idiot.
Unfortunately.
Oh, did I kill him?
Was unfortunately sleeping on his banjo and a dragon sat on him.
Yes. It was why I went murdering dragons. Now you understand.
See? Yes, sir.
We had to avenge our friend's death because what we do is actionable actions.
Sir Garth Brooks will be remembered very fondly. He had friends in all sorts of places.
High and low, mostly low.
Yeah.
The thunder goddamn rose.
But it turns out it wasn't thunder at all. It was actually a dragon sitting on him.
Mm-hmm. So if dragons can slay you so easily, I guess I should be able to.
Yeah. But no need, right? Your sister and I are like, we're a power couple, you know, need. No, we're like
kingdoms
super cool.
Should not be built on relationships. They should be built on
Love. Is that what you're going to say? On love, castles should be built on love.
Nepotism. No.
Seeds should be sown with love. Beside the point.
All right.
I would totally cast.
I'm going to be honest, Stepsamore. I had no idea. Yeah, and be careful because he might accidentally even if he doesn't
mean to.
Like, he may just
do it
by accident. Be careful. But I'm going to say, Stepsamore, I didn't know you were such a green thumb. That's news to me.
I know Stepslot has a green thumb and has been places.
I feel I have to be well-balanced. I like
like, Stab some more. Could you please explain why Gallivant seems to be under the impression that your thumb has been places? And I
and why is it actually green?
Quotes. Why is it green? Elves.
Why is it green?
That's a dark time in my life that I don't feel like
how
going
dark?
Back to visit.
How it's, dark is it?
I've grown since then. I've had some long, rough.
I'm growing nights. Right now.
Guys.
Everyone listen to Merlinius. I'm sure he has something very wise to say about this exact situation. Merlinius, most educated. Please.
Educated.
Has anyone seen my wand?
Merlinius, for the last time, it's in your pocket. I saw it there. Oh, it was there when you asked the first time.
I'm going after you first, Merlinius. I'm going after you first. There was.
No, don't.
Yes. You're going to try to aim at me and you'll end up hitting Arthur.
No, I would never
protect him. Ow. God bless Merlinius. Ow.
It's ow, the enunciation.
Ow. Hold on. I've got to walk.
The enunciation is difficult.
You can't do spells with a lisp. I don't know how many times.
Listen.
It's my calling.
Listen, stab some more. That's very ableist of you. In my kingdom.
This is an honest chamber.
We are in full opportunity council. And
we're in the cone of truth right now. So I think
the cone of truth, yes, but at what table?
The square table, of course. This is the world-renowned square table, Mal.
Yes. Rhombus.
You know, you table. Got it. You got it for Gwen and I for our wedding.
The royal hexagonal table. If our other two knights were here,
it would be.
But this is a desk.
Thankfully, there's a good expansion lid in the table, so we can make it as big and small as we need.
How many sides does the rhombus have?
Four.
It has four.
Four?
Does it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that right?
It's a rhombus. Turns out this table is a rhombus.
It's the quadrilateral table of
the rhombus table. Exactly. Stab some more said 1,000%. And as king, it is so. Mal, what can we do for you?
Could you
the left side of the country, please?
Say what?
The left. I just want the
your left or our left.
You want the left?
Yeah.
But do you, if I'm facing the castle or I'm looking away from the castle?
Stage left.
Sir, we don't like the left.
Like
side.
what's left? Or like just
like leftovers
left?
Or just right. The left.
Whatever the left is.
Whatever the everything left is. Well, the left in that case.
The left has all the crops and all the livestock. I understand.
Listen.
That's
right.
Why you want it.
Everything
you own in the box to the left. I understand.
I see that the only way to reach some sort of truce is with an offering, right? And that is
on the
why.
Left side?
And in no way will I give you the left side, but I will give you something equally as good. Merlinius, you may go with Mal.
Wait, sire.
Equally as good?
Yeah, he's great.
I'm honored.
No, he's going to injure me
he's
now.
He's very talented.
This isn't fair. He curves to the right. It's fine. He'll miss you every time.
I object.
This is a truth of epic proportions.
Yes,
I like curving to the left. Makes it more.
See, exactly. Yeah, if you curve to the left, you're technically getting the left. So technicalities work here.
Yes. Turns out. He is a lefty.
And
well,
he's left-handed.
So
let's get out of here. Opinius, where's my wand? Do you have my wand?
It's in your pocket. And you are happy to see
it's
us.
Not.
I've checked.
It's not in my pocket. Oh, here it is.
So, Mal, again, thank you so much for coming by. Appreciate it. You may take Merlinius back with you. Gallivant and Stab some more, and I will... Just keep hanging out like we were. Just
I'll be back.
Not at all about any sort of
not gossiping at all.
No. No, we were all just saying how cool Queen Mal is.
How pretty you are.
Just nice and
so
fun.
Strong and
you're doing some real hot girl shit out there.
Secure in your femininity.
Mm. Yes.
Can you make sure my room in the castle had the hot tub?
What?
He needs a bidet too. Did he tell you that? He needs a bidet.
There's a problem. Yes. When I said he was a lefty, it's because his righty don't work so good. So
let's go.
Nice.
That was good. That was
fun. That was really fun.
That went to all sorts of places I didn't expect.
That was good.
Just like Mel's thumb, apparently.
Both of them.
I was like, "What?"
Been in all sorts of. I've been in all sorts of dark places.
Mm. She has friends in dark places.
Aww, well.
My thumb has friends in dark.
I'm so happy.
This up anus and mouth.
Yeah, your wine actually like accentuated your character.
Agreed. Yeah.
I just walked
in with a chalice.
Oh,
I did.
That's how like relaxed you are when conquering another kingdom.
Yeah.
Like, hey,
so,
what's up, guys?
I specifically designed my character to try to conquer all, but knows nothing about ruling. So she rolled ones on trying to convince you
Come
guys
on.
To take things.
Like that's the whole like
her persuasiveness is at an all-time low.
Powers of persuasion is -3.
Oh no.
Like she walked in pompous and left angry.
And left with a new best friend.
Aww.
Whenever I go to Sephora.
You walk in
pompous and leave with a new best friend?
Yeah, like whoever's helping me do my makeup, I'm like, oh my god, we should get
You walk
here.
In with wine and walk out with a wizard.
Yes. If only, that would be a hell of a trade-off.
That's like, you know, they say March is like in like a lion and out like a lamb.
Like a lamb. Also the Chronicles of Narnia.
Oh,
in
there
with
you
a
go.
Wine and out with a wizard.
Oh, I just realized I missed the Ides of March. I always point that out every year and I missed
it. Damn I fucking it. Always want to watch that Ryan Gosling movie.
Isn't George Clooney also in that movie?
I think so. But it's a Ryan Gosling movie for in my head.
Yeah.
But
you know
what
else is a Ryan Gosling movie?
The Notebook?
What?
I was going to say Remember the Titans.
Oh.
Yes. It is because he's the dude from California.
Yeah.
No, he's not. Nice.
No, he's not. He's You're not. Right. You're right. I messed up. He's not. But
he is himself. It's good.
He is in that. He is in that movie.
I do know Denzel Washington is in that movie, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
As
is Ethan Hawke.
And the guy that played Opie in.
Sons of Anarchy.
God rest his Opie soul.
Oh no, Ron Howard.
Ron Howard.
Different Opie.
No, I said Opie in Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, I thought you said Opie, and I'm like,
I do really like the idea of Ron Howard being in Sons of Anarchy.
I would love nothing more than Ron Howard as Opie.
I would hate to see Opie get his head smashed like Andy Griffith's Opie.
Yeah.
That sounds like a Robot Chicken skit.
Yeah.
What are they doing to me?
They're
walking to Fish and Andy Griffith just is holding up a big stick.
No!
And then you have Barney Fife in the corner just like, oh, sir, I don't know what to do. Well, golly gee.
Whoa!
Yeah, what's John Knotts doing?
Is he dead?
Yeah, definitely.
He's being way dead.
Yeah,
like super. Dead.
He is like what Mr. Something and the Ghost. Like he's the ghost now.
Yeah,
Mr. Something and the Ghost.
Is it Mr. Chicken and the Ghost?
I think it is Mr. Chicken.
I like
Mr.
Something and the Ghost.
Yeah, Mr. Something. Just like Curious George and the Man in the Yellow Hat. It's the same vibe.
The ghost and Mr. Chicken. I had it backwards.
Wait, so is the Man in the Yellow Hat a ghost? What is the conspiracy theory with Curious George.
Oh, I don't know about that. I can tell you about the Sherlock, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle conspiracy that
you told. Yeah, because you said the Jack the Ripper thing.
Okay, so people think I had to do this. So for my other job, I write scripts for like YouTube videos that are like behind the scenes on movies, but they're mostly just Twilight and stuff, which I'm thankful for the job. I don't like Twilight.
I watched the Twilight one.
You did? Thank you.
Totally.
Did you learn anything new?
I didn't know anything about Twilight. No, I did.
Yes, I learned
on that scale alone, I learned 100% more than what I knew.
I appreciate you watching. So the next one I had to do was about The Irregulars, which is the new show on Netflix, is about Sherlock Holmes. And so I had to do a comparison of like all the other modern adaptations of Sherlock recently, like BBC Sherlock, Holmes and Watson, RDJs and Enola Holmes, all those, Elementary, kind of covered all that stuff. And I found out during my research that there was a theory that people think Sir Arthur Conan Doyle was Jack the Ripper.
Sick.
Right? Because the only two reasons are because it was around the same time period, and he studied medicine. That was the only.
That's the only two criteria that you need to be Jack the Ripper.
That is true. That's fair.
Any doctor in the
1800s. Yeah,
that's a long period of time.
Yeah, that's true. I personally think
it was Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp. Oh well, that makes sense.
He wasn't Jack the Ripper in the movie, was he?
Was there a Jack the Ripper movie?
From Hell. Have you not seen it?
No,
I've never even heard of it.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, he goes and does opium, and then I guess he kills people. I don't fucking know.
No, it wasn't him.
But he's a detective.
He is a detective. He is actually the complete opposite of Jack.
He does
the
opium
Ripper.
And kills people. I don't know.
The person who catches Jack the Ripper.
Oh.
So he catches Sir Conan Doyle.
Although I really do like the idea of like a. What's that? What is that? Like a.
I was thinking of Secret Window because was.
That's what I was gonna say. A Secret Window version of From Hell. I'm super into that. Turns out nobody else exists, and it's just him like battling with himself. Jack the Ripper is him.
Oh, that would be great. It. Yeah, I'm into that.
By the way, anybody who hasn't seen Secret Window, actually a pretty good movie.
Good to
Came
know.
Out a long time ago. Nobody saw it. I don't think.
Which one?
Secret Window?
I've seen Secret Window with John Turturro.
Yeah, it's good. It's actually a pretty good movie.
That's what the sun.
Jay, have you seen Secret Window?
Oh, his mic isn't working.
Jay, did we lose you?
He says his audio cut out.
Oh, God.
Womp womp. All right. Well.
What a way to end.
I appreciate you guys very much being here for the season finale. Thank you so much for joining us. Whoop. Second round, as if first round wasn't enough. You guys are gluttons for punishment for sure. Can I please invite both of you to plug anything that you have going on, anywhere that people can find you, see you, learn more about you? Courtney, go first.
All right. I have a podcast myself, and it's called Murder, She Joked. It is an improvised, untrue, true crime podcast, and you can find that on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever podcasts are. It's a good time. I have some another satire piece coming out on Flex Magazine pretty soon. I don't have the date on that, but just keep checking. My website is CourtneyWarner.com. That's Courtney with no U, because I don't need you. And my Instagram handle is CourtWarn13. Again, no you. And also not the rest of most of the letters in my name are not in my Instagram handle, to be honest. Yeah.
She doesn't need the U because we put the P in you.
We
her.
Put the P in you.
Full circle.
Oh my God. I love it so much. And I feel like I have something else coming up, but I honestly don't remember. So just follow me on socials and I will certainly remember.
Nice.
Thank you.
Of course. Mel, what do you got going on?
Oh man, I picked up like 5 side gigs. So, why not? I'm half vaccinated. Let's fucking go.
Let's do it.
So tomorrow, Wednesday, March 31st, I will be hosting the 5th episode of Twitch and Bitch, which is a streaming comedy show based out of Queen Ave Collective right here in Nashville, Tennessee. You can see that for free at twitch.tv/Queen Ave Collective. I also do my own Twitch stream. I haven't done it much lately because I've either been hungover or out of town. You can see me on Twitch at twitch.tv/MELHY19.
You can hear me. I can't, you guys at all.
I can hear you.
We can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow, now I'm thrown off. I will be starting to do ghost tours with Ghost City Tours here in Nashville. So if you guys want to do ghost tours, I will be a tour guide.
Hell yeah, ghost tours. Yeah.
And I also now work at Rose Pepper, so cool.
oh my god.
I'm some so very excited. Strong margaritas.
I will be there.
I had the best carne asada I've ever had in my life at Rose Pepper one time. It was super good.
They're so good. Mel and I actually have gone there pretty often together.
I work there, so it's like,
so I can come visit you and we can watch Die Hard on the TVs like we did last time.
We could. They've had a Infinity War and Endgame was on the other day, so I was watching like all of those. And then they always have really good stuff on the TVs, things that aren't sports, so like movies.
Yeah, I remember The Fifth Element was on at one point when I was there. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, what's it? The Pacific Rim was on the other
day. Pacific Rim. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was pretty neat.
Quality. Mia, St. Clair, yes. Where can people find more about you?
They can find more about me on Instagram at The Every Model. Two E's. The Every. Two words.
She's every.
You can find
model.
Me on TikTok under the same thing. And I'm here with Project Nerd. I'm a part of the High Five, the podcast.
Yeah, you are.
I have a Patreon, patreon.com/ every model. And I had something else, but I can't quite remember. Oh, yeah, my personal account's just for me. So there you go. None of that.
Nice. Perfect. Jake, can you hear us? Not yet. No, you can't. All right.
You can
speaking of Jay.
Say words.
Jay, that's okay. I'll talk for him.
Yes. Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
I cannot hear you guys at all.
Okay. Well, goodbye. All right. So, for those who are interested in where they can hear more of Jay, he can also be found on High Five, the podcast. He is also the chief of production of Project Nerd Industries. So he is the guy making all of the stuff happen. And for those who just can't get enough of me, you can hear me here on Project Unreal. You can also hear me on High Five, the podcast. You can also see me on The Last Word as a host of that show. And I am your chief operations guy for Project Nerd. So anywhere Project Nerd is happening, I guess I put the P in you. I'm not 100% sure.
Just call my name.
And I will be there. So thank you, everybody. Again, this is the end of season one for Project Unreal. Stay tuned. We'll be off the air for a couple months. And then I assure you, we'll be back with a better,
time for Halloween.
Bigger, badder season. So in the meantime, navigate to other Project Nerd podcasts. We have a whole plethora. I think that we're up to like 12 shows now. You can also go to Project-Nerd YouTube channel, where we have a whole bunch of awesome video series kicking off and playing for you. They're really, really great, good stuff over there. And then, as always, make sure you navigate to project-nerd.com for all of your nerd news and all of that fun stuff. So until next time, keep it real.
Yay, that was so much fun.
Yay, we did it.